Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Don't Think, Just Do podcast. Myself, Andy Kay, and Robbie LaFaro here again today. Robbie, we want to talk about something that is very dear to your heart.
Yes.
I suppose the topic being just do the work. I know in your office like that you have, you've got words, decals on the wall, and those words are just do the work.
Yeah, it's literally put up on the wall where all the team can see it. And I guess the reason I put it there is I've been asked a lot because, you know, when I started to do well, it all happened really quickly, not just in sales, but in business ownership. Like I grew the business really fast. And I used to get a lot of people saying, how'd you do it? What's the secret? What have you done differently that other people did it? And my answer used to always be, and it still is, just do the work. Right? Don't make excuses. Don't blame other people. Don't look for ways to avoid doing the work. Just shut up and do the work. That was honestly all it was. And I didn't want to put shut up on the wall. So I literally just put just do the work. And that's kind of the secret to success. And I don't think it's just in real estate, obviously. I think that's in any industry. I think if you're the hardest worker in the room, you're probably also going to be the most successful in the room. And it may not feel like it right away, but it comes, you know. And if you outwork everyone, of course you're going to succeed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I've always thought if you're the first to arrive, last to leave, if you work harder than your competitors, naturally it's just going to happen for you.
Yeah, fair enough. With that, something I've gone through as well. I'm sure a lot of people have, but they probably don't want to talk about it. I find that I used to bullshit myself a lot. I used to come up with a million ideas, you know, I'll promise myself I'll do it later. You procrastinate, you know, and then a year goes by and you've done nothing.
Yep.
You've ever had that problem?
I have. I think when I got into real estate when I was 25, and from that point forward, I had decided, it was January 2020, and I just said, no more excuses. This is it. At that point, I think
this is it to what? Time to get rich?
Time to just do it. Like I've known since I left high school. I left high school when I was 15. I want to be rich or successful or whatever, right? Yeah. And no measurable definition of that. It was always just, I want to succeed. I want to be wildly successful. I want people to be jealous of me. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And so when I left school, I did all sorts of things. I'd had so many different businesses. I've had three different cafes. I've had a fish and chip shop. I've had a hair salon.
Really?
Yeah. I had a car washing business. I had a delivery company, all sorts. I had a events business, so many different things. And through all of that, I'd also flipped houses.
Yes.
Which you know, ultimately got me into real estate in the first place. But sometimes those things worked out, sometimes they didn't. But the reason they didn't is because of me, right? And it wasn't because I made mistakes. I mean, I made a ton of mistakes, but always mistakes aren't why you don't succeed. It's quitting. And I used to quit. That was my issue.
Okay.
I used to get, I remember I had a cafe once and I hated it, right? I started the cafe. I thought, oh, this will be fun. I'm going to enjoy it. And I hated doing cafe work. That's just...
You hated the craft.
Yeah. Yeah. I could not make coffee. I just wasn't coordinated enough for it. So I didn't do that. So then I thought, okay, I can at least serve people. And, you know, I'm a good salesperson. I can sell extra muffins and whatever else. I hated it. It's just not me. And you know, I respect people that do that, but I couldn't. And I just gave up. I just didn't want to do it anymore. But I had this lease that I had to see out. So I got lazy and the business didn't succeed. So that's ultimately my fault. And it was just always things like that. And I'd go, because I always had a job all throughout that. I never quit my job to just focus on a business.
Right. You know? So you actually, those businesses were your plan B. Or your side hustles.
Side hustles, yeah. And I used to think, oh, eventually this will do so well that I'll quit my job.
Oh, I get you.
That was my issue. Right. And I never really just jumped in and did it. And so when I got into real estate, because one of the houses that I flipped, the guy that sold it happened to own Harcourts in Stafford. And he said, hey, you like houses, you're already in sales, why don't you come work for me? This seems like a logical next step. I was like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. And so when I got into real estate, I actually quit my job. I was in sales. I quit my job. I wouldn't say intentionally, but I burned my bridge so that there was no going back. I had to succeed in real estate, or I'd have to find a whole new industry. I'd have to find something completely new.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a job. So it just had to work for me. And I started January 2020, and I think it was February or March 2020, COVID came to Australia. And so real estate just in high, obviously now we know that that was really good for the real estate industry, but at the time it was scary. You know, we couldn't even do open homes, couldn't do any of that stuff. So I was like, what the hell have I just done? But just had to, I don't know, step up and really, really make it succeed. And I, the difference that I did compared to a lot of other people, I think, is that I treated it like a business. I Right. jumped into real estate and I realized that this is my business, not my job.
So as a real estate salesperson, you realized you were a business within a business, mm-hmm. not an employee in a business.
Yeah. So in the office at the time, there were maybe, I think, four other people. So there was the principal, there was a property manager, there was another agent, and I don't know, someone else, a receptionist maybe. And I would get to work at like 7 o'clock every morning because I just realized, well, hey, if I'm going to make this, if I'm going to be serious about this, I need to be the first to arrive. I need to be the last to leave. I need to be the hardest worker in the room. And so I'd get there early and I had this thing where I would not leave until it was dark. In summer, obviously that was later than in winter, but every day I just stuck around and I remember just sitting in the office, literally going, oh, is it dark yet? No, can't go home yet. And I'd just find things to do. And it was that sort of work ethic that looking back, I think really helped me to succeed. In that time, I'd spend the time just prospecting, you know, looking yeah. for new business and just trying to outwork everyone. I would make more calls. I would find people to be calling. I'd just do whatever I could to find new business. Then when I found the new business, I got really good at closing because I practiced and I just sat in the office late at night, just like literally like I was a crazy person. I was just repeating what I would say when I'm at a listing presentation, when I'm pitching for business. I would just keep repeating it to myself to try and practice and learn. I'd try and get other people to come and do role plays with me all the time. And I just did everything I could to get better and better at it. And so I think that's why I succeeded quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I went off on a brain thought tangent just then. So before you talked about maybe the reason why all your other businesses failed, it was because you were treating them as side hustles, right? Mm. Not giving them all your ultimate energy and attention. But as soon as you treated, you burnt your bridge in your old job and you treated your real estate as your number one focus, your plan A, there was no plan B, right? Mm. So for people and yourself, I suppose, who now you're nailing this real estate business game, when a new opportunity or a side hustle comes up, right? I know you talked about possibly wanting to open up this vending machine side business sort of thing. Mm. How will you ensure that that doesn't have the same outcome as all those other failed businesses in the past?
Because I'm able to delegate now. You've got to learn to delegate. You've got to learn to get good processes.
You have the resources now to be able to delegate. You have the money to be able to put people in positions that you know things are going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think coming up with processes and structures and that sort of thing definitely helps. And it helps you be more efficient. Working really hard is one thing, but you got to work efficiently too. And that's probably something I didn't do when I started, is that I just brute forced it. I just worked as hard as I could. I didn't necessarily work efficiently. And that's something I've definitely learned along the way, is to have better processes and better efficiencies and structures so that you can, yes, you still need to work hard, but there's ways to do it and get more results for your time.
Yeah, a little bit more intelligently. Do you think that people have to work hard first to be able to then work smart? Or can you work smart along the way? From the get-go.
People that say, oh, I'm working smarter, not harder, are just lazy. That's all it is. that's their excuse for not working hard. Oh, I'm working smarter. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You really do just have to, you got to hustle. You got to work hard. You got to grind. You got to do all those things. And then the results will come. Once the results come, it doesn't stop. You still have to work hard, but it's different.
Of course. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like maybe with myself as well, you have to kind of reach that point of maybe burnout for you to then go, well, this hard sort of non-efficient work is not sustainable. Maybe I need to implore, as you said, structures, processes, systems, and delegate tasks so that...
Yeah, and you need to know when to work. Like for me, if you get burnt out, you need to stop. You can't keep pushing through because your output is just not efficient. Like you're not doing your best. Like how I do it, I don't like the idea of just 5-day work week. It doesn't work for me because I get bored on the weekends because I can be more productive. So for me, what I do is I work and work and work and work. And then when I know that I'm tired, I take a day and I just do nothing.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. I don't go away. I don't do anything like that. I literally will just sit on the couch and watch TV. That's my way to unwind. And usually it's 10 to 12 days. After that amount of time, I need a day. And so I'll just take the day.
That's really cool. I think with this podcast episode theme being just do the work, it is really important to talk about that. What happens when you just do the work and then you reach a, you know, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, burnout, or, you know, when you hit a wall sort of thing. And essentially finding out why you do burnout and what the signs look like before you, you know, before that happens. Mm. Maybe it's smarter stopping yourself, as you said, before it happens.
Yeah, I think so. You know what I've noticed though is, and I see it with our agents, I will know when somebody's burnt out quicker than they will.
Yeah, true.
Which then makes me go, so other people probably know that I'm burnt out quicker than I do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
I think you don't realize you're burnt out until you're like really burnt out. So there's no real way to know before it happens. So yeah, I don't know how that would really work.
Maybe I'll tell you when I think you're about to burn out. Not many will though. Mm. You know what I mean? And you will definitely tell your employees if you feel like they're about to burn out. I think it's about, you know, when you start changing, it's pretty obvious for other people.
Yeah.
Which path you're heading down.
And I think it's important to have somebody like that in your life. And I think you're that for me, Andy, is that you'll tell me when, you know, I'm getting snappy or I'm getting moody or I'm tired or I'm angry or whatever. Mm. You'll say, hey, pull your head in. You need to go and eat something. You need to go and chill. You need a day off, whatever it is.
You're like a dog.
I'm just like, yes, okay.
Come here. Go to the vending machine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. No, that's really cool.